Ransimin Ches, Sif Yud Gimel. Halei Veish, Talis Kotten, Vomavorech Olof. We'll see, we're speaking about a person put on a Talis Kotten in his house. He made a broche, and he had an intent that the broche should patter the Talis Godel that he's going to put on in the shul. Uchshahoylech, and then he went, he put on the Talis Kotten, and then he went to shul. Shahilech lebeis haknesses, misatev betalus godel. So afal pikein, even though he was mechaven to pata with the broch he made on the talus godel, he wanted to pata the talus godel, tzorich levorich olo, he has to make a broche, talichem mi beisai lebeis haknesses, shiva hefzik. Since the broche on the second talus, there was a hefsik aliche beinayim, made a broche on one talus, it's better each talus is a different mechayim. Each talus deserves a new broche. No, if they're lefonov, so he can make one broche and pata all of them. But since there was the Talis Godel was in the Beis HaKnesses and there was a Halicha. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah perhaps we'll clarify this a little. Is Cheshiva Hefsik, so that means, so the Baruche, the Beged in the house cannot patter the Beged in the Shul. That is, if he's davening in the Shul. The mispalu b'soich b'isoi, but what is he doesn't go to shul? So he made a broche on the talis cotton, and he's mispalu b'soich b'isoi, and he's going to talis godel. He's also going to put on in his house. Is now it depends. Imo yodatoi mitchila gam al talis godel. If he had kavoneh, that the broch and the talus cotton should patter the talus godel, v'loi hivsik b'entayim b'siche, and he did not speak in between, oy b'dvorem acherim, or he didn't do other things in between, that means if he did other things in between, so that means he was mesiach das, for mitzvah tzitzis, he put on one beged, now he does other things, and then he wants to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis on another beged, so that's cool, then he has to make a new broche. But the mechaber was speaking about that did not exist, he did not speak out, and he was not oisik bedvorim acherim, and he was mechaven that the broche on the talus kotn should patter the talus godel. So, and there was no halicha over here. The Talis Godel was the beisoi. So then, the broche ain't einay tzorich lachzer ulavorech. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
Which blessing are we talking about?
Which blessing are we talking about? So, if you want to make it interesting, poshet the mechaber holds you make an atalis kotten lisatev betzitzes. So let's make it that way. So he made a brocha lisatev b'tzitzit. Mechaber learns you make lisatev on the talus cotton also. So he made a brocha lisatev. Now, theoretically, this brocha can patter the talus godel, but you need a few conditions it should patter. That means in Sif Yud Beis we learned to have talasim in front of him, made a brocha on one, so the brocha patters all. So theoretically, we have the same halacha over here. The broch and the talus godel should patter the talus godel. But if he's made lehisatev, let's make it. But so we're saying, but there are a few cases where it will not patter. Case number one, if the talus godel is in shul, so there's a hefsik of hiluch between this beged and this beged, so then it will not patter. Or case number two, if it was even in the same house, there's no hefsek of hilah. But he said he has to make sure he didn't speak out anything. The mechaber holds, if you're doing two mitzvahs, and I speak out in between, so that's a hefsek, so I'll have to go and make a new bracha. And also, he wasn't doing other things in between, so then the bracha and the talus kotten will patter the talus kotten. Levorich Allah, afilu, so you have to make a broch on the talus godel, afilu im takev olach lebeis haknesses, he went straight from his house to the shul, v'leisiyach taitoi bin tayim klau, there was no hesach adas, he made this night, no, the talus godel in the shul. So he has to make a new bracha. So the Mechaber says, Tahaliche have a hefsek, the hiluch to the basic nesses is a hefsek. Ba'achroinim hiskimu the etzem aliche lechoshev hefsek. That's what he's going. Etzem hiluch is not a hefsek. Ba'avol pike in kosvu the tzarech levoich al talis godu. The problem is not the hiluch, mishum shinui moke. The problem is that the new beged that he wants that the broche should patter on, so is in a different moke. There are halachas that if one makes a broche in one moke, and then he's mishane to a different mokim, and ein sorich levorich bimkaimai, let us speak one halacha. This case is a little different, but let's just say this halacha. A person makes a shahakil in his house, and then he walks out of the house, and he still wants to drink whatever he's drinking. But there's a din shinei mokim, since he now changed the mokim habroch, he's now in a different, he's out of the house. The first broch was in the house, and that's where he made the broch, and now he's changing the mokim where the broch was made. If he will come back to the house, he has to make a new broch. So here we're saying, but here we're saying a little different. Here we are saying the two different begotten. There's two different begotten. There's a beged in the house. There's a beged in the shul. And so even though when he made the broch in the house, he was mechaven to pater the beged in the shul. But since the beged is in a different mokim, so the broch doesn't pater. Olafize. Who adin in kshayotza mi beisei, choso mi yad le beisei, if the Indian is shini mokim, he went out of the mokim of the broche, v'lovash shamatalis godu, gam ken tzorech levoich olov, after yedate gam alatalis godu b'shaz broche, dame kidvorim she'ein tunim broche l'achreim, v'shini mokim avahemsik, about Al Koponim, the vial we are saying as follows, that if I'm doing a new mitzvah, that means each beged is a new mitzvah, that theoretically, the broch on the first mitzvah can pater this new mitzvah, but then there's conditions. It can only pater if the second mitzvah which I am doing is in the same mokim. But if the second mitzvah I'm doing is in a different mokim, so memele, then it can't pater. Now, the Dilsha brings down a very interesting Beis Meir. The Beis Meir elaborates on this nekuda. What is the halacha? Let's talk about, I made a leishay besukeh in my sukeh. And now I go to my chava sukkah, a different mokum, a different sukkah. They have to make a new bracha. So looking at it superficially, no, we just learned this is a new sukkah, no, so you have to make a new bracha. So the Beis Meir said, no, there's a Meir Kechele. The mitzvah of sukkah is not called, I made a bracha a mitzvah sukkah. It's not a new, it's a chilek if it's a sukkah there, if it's a different, if it's a sukkah on 3rd Street, on 5th Street, if it has bamboos, if it has mats, it's one mitzvah of sukkah. It's one mitzvah. I'm a kind of mitzvah in this sukkah and this sukkah. There is no chesaron of Shini Mokim. Shini Mokim here, I'm doing a new mitzvah. This is a new beged. That's a new machayit. It's not that the previous mitzvah. The previous mitzvah made a bracha on the Talos Kot. That was 5 minutes ago. Now I'm doing a new mitzvah. A new mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. But there's a bracha if the new mitzvah I was machaven on this mitzvah also, and there's no Shini Mokim, so then the bracha can pass up. But here we have to understand, we're speaking about, I'm doing a new mitzvah, and therefore we have these conditions that a Shini Mokim is mechayev him to make a new bracha. That's what, that's Pshat in the Mechaba. No, this is a tremendous chilek. Each beged is a new mechayet. That means if I wear one beged of Baal Knopfis, I'm a chayet to put tzitzis in it. I put on a second beged, this is not the first mitzvah you are doing. This is a new beged, a new mechayet. That means that I have a new chiyuv now to put tzitzis in this beged. And you have to make it radically a new block. I'm doing a new mitzvah. I'm doing a new mitzvah over here. So but as this new mitzvah, theoretically, I should make a new bracha. But it's a chiddush. I can patter the bracha that I did on the first mitzvah, I can patter the second mitzvah. But this is a different mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah I did till now. Mitzvah sukkah is not a different mitzvah. There's one mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. You can make time with yeshiva sukkah if there's chach, if there's bamboos, if there's... But it's one mitzvah. And no, not a new. It's a way of being mekayim the old mitzvah. It's not a new mitzvah. It's I'm not doing a different mitzvah. But when a person puts on two begodim, how many mitzvahs does he have? He has two mitzvahs. One, the first beggar is one mitzvah, puts on the second beggar, is a second mitzvah, third beggar, the third mitzvah. A person will go to 20 sukkahs. How many mitzvahs does he have? One mitzvah. He doesn't have mitzvah sukkah. Well, it's the Mekayim, the mitzvah, 20 sukkahs. I'm not being Mekayim, a different mitzvah. I'm doing the same mitzvah in a different sukkah. What? It's the same mitzvah before. It's the same mitzvah. It's a different sukkah, but it's the same mitzvah. No, that is 100% wrong. It's not the same mitzvah because I can get two mitzvahs, not one mitzvah. How much chav will he get if he puts here a talis kot and a talis gozel? How many mitzvahs does he have? He has two mitzvahs. That was Mekayim mitzvahs. I have two mitzvahs. I put on a talis cotton, I have one mitzvah. I put on a talis godel, I have a second mitzvah.
What you say
to each beggar is
one sukkah at a time.
No, I feel like I go to 10 sukkahs, but the mitzvah that I make time in the 10 sukkahs is one, the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. That means if Reuven sits in one sukkah 10 minutes, and Shimon goes into 10 sukkahs for a minute each. Shimon does not have more mitzvahs than Reuven. They both have the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. He was Mekayim mitzvah yeshiva sukkah by sitting here 10 minutes. And Shimon is Mekayim yeshiva sukkah by sitting in 10 sukkahs a minute each. But he wasn't Mekayim a different mitzvah. This is the same mitzvah. It's a different sukkah. But he's Mekayim the same mitzvah. let's say, by Tekiya Shaifa, there'll be 10 Shaifas. It'll be the same thing. It's not, each Shaifa is a different mitzvah. I'm a guy, a mitzvah of Tekiya Shaifa. I'm blushing with this Shaifa, with this Shaifa. So it's not called, I'm doing a different mitzvah. So then, Alocha Kami, if I had in Zinnin, let's say I had in Zinnin that I'm blowing over here, and then I'm going to go and I want that this bracha should pass at the tkiyas in the other house, which I'm going to make tkiyas to the Yushiv here and tkiyas to the Mumad there, and let's say part of the tkiyas, like this is the Yaisal Gamri, but I'm making part of the tkiyas here and part of the tkiyas there. So you're doing the same mitzvah. The one mitzvah of Tekiya Shaifa, you're not doing two mitzvahs. You're using two shayfas to be Mekayim, one mitzvah. I'm using two sukkahs to be Mekayim, one mitzvah. But every beggar that a person puts on is a different mitzvah. That means, what? The writing of mitzvahs, writing of mitzvahs is something, not a mitzvah. But to put, what? Yeah. It's not a second mitzvah, it's the same mitzvah and another. There's a new mechayim, that's right. That's right. Oh, so when don't you make the broch on the second baggage? That's what we learned yesterday. If the baggage is in front of you, and I was mechamen to part of this baggage, so that's the chiddush, even though it's another mitzvah, but since I was mechamen to part of it, so the broch apatas. That's the chiddush. What here we're speaking about, we have two begodim, one baggage is in house one, and the second baggage is in house two, it's in a different mokim, and I'm mechamen with the broche on this beged, the pater, the beged in the second house, which the beged in the second house, not only is it a different beged, but it is not in the mokke where the broche was made. So here we have tauti l'reyusa. That means number one, it's the second mechayet. Number two, the broche was not made in the reshus that I want to put on this beged. So Memeila, so the brocha doesn't pass it. That's what we're learning now.
What happened with the Tzvirim? They put two Tzvirim. The second brocha. But in
Otah and Rashi, we'll get there. We'll talk about it. We'll get. They brocha by two and two. Something that's wrong.
Bigger and bigger and bigger. If I want to put the Rabbi Shemper, he made 70 brachos on
the head. No! Oh, so that's a fakir. That was the kunz over there. There he put on he wasn't talking about mechav. He was mechav, but he made a brocha on one, but he was mechav in the shepata all 70. So kepata, even though it's 70 mitzvahs, that's the chiddush. Even though it's 70 mitzvahs, well, the logic is moiridik. The logic is even we have a kula. Even I'm doing 70 mitzvahs, I'm putting up 70 talis and tam, but if I'm a chavin with the bracha on one, the pata all 70, I can do it. One second. That's the chiddush, I can do it. That's the chiddush. But there's a condition. Only if the 70 tzitzis were in the same reshus where you made the bracha. But if I made the bracha in this house, and 69 begodim are in another house, and I'm a chavin that the broch I made in this house should pater those mitzvahs. And those begodim are not in the reshus in which I made the broche. Then it doesn't pater. That's a different, that's for sure. If you have, if it's on the table, it's the same principle. I mean, the first case was talking about it was in front of him. The second case is speaking about
it's not the case. One pink, one blue, one red.
Pink, blue, and red is three different begodim. So there's three different mitzvahs.
Every pink and red.
So theoretically you should, but if they're in front of you and mechaven and they're in front of you, you can pass that. Okay, we'll talk about the wine. The wine is a din of tough. Let's not talk about that. Yes.
In your
house. Yeah. Talis Gadol in the shul. That's a broch I make. Which broch are you talking about? I when did he make a broch? And tells Cosmo the Talis Gadol.
Oh.
For the Talis Gadol. There does pater. There does pater.
Yeah, but the other direction.
I know it was the other direction. He was talking about the second baruch patas. That's a very good ha'ore. That's a very good ha'ore. That means if he didn't make a baruch on the talus cotton, a lady makes a baruch on the talus godel. We never hear such a case yet. It's in a different reshus, but l'chayre. I don't know. We're talking about we have a problem of two reshuyes. I don't know, could be it wouldn't help either. Here we have if they made a bracha on one and the bracha will not part of something that's in a different rishus. That's what we hear. So you're saying if he did not make a bracha on the talus gadol, he went to the shul and he made a bracha on the talus gadol, could he part of the talus gadol? Theoretically he can. What everyone does, well, just one second. I'm making a mistake because when he takes the talus cotton with him to shul, so now there's no shini to shul. Here when he makes the bracha, oh, that's the difference. Here he puts on the talus cotton and he goes to shul, so now he's wearing the talus cotton, he's making the bracha, the talus cotton, and both of them, so the talus cotton is also in the rishut that he made the brochin. So therefore there's no problem. That's the chilek. But over here, he made the brochin first on the talus cotton, the talus godel was right here. That's the problem. Let's go.
But if we put on the talus also in the
talus. Yeah. No problem. L'chayra. Yeah. No, Chas V'Shalom, one bracha. 70 mitzvahs. No. You have 70 mitzvahs with one bracha. No. That's called a bracha she'netzricha. No, if l'maisa you can pater, with one bracha, all the things, I have an apple, an orange, and a pear, and I'll make, and the apple, appropriates. Chas V'Shalom, that's a bracha she'netzricha. Since the appropriates can pater all the fruits, from a mailer, so that's called a bracha she'netzricha. We have 70 mitzvahs. 70 mitzvahs with one bracha. Okay. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We're not finished yet. Well, the fiza, who adinim kshiyotza mi beisai, chosa mi yadla beisai, v'lova shom atalus godu, but gam ken tzorich l'voyach olov after evidatei gam ala talus godu v'shas bracha, tabi kedvor mishen tunim bracha l'achreyem v'shini mokim hava hefse v'shikos v'sim en kufayim chayvam v'sit kot m'sha'achat. He says, who adim, if he was mishane the mokim of the bracha, he went out and then he went in, so also won't pata. Chashiva hefsek. So al kaponim, we hear here a mechaber that says that shini mokim is mechayim anu bracha. V'achayei odom choshash v'das asoivrim d'shini mokim lehavei hefsek bozeh. D'chayei odom is machme, d'chayei odom holds the apoiskim that hold, even though there's a shini mokim. If I had kavone to pater the talus godel in the shul, alkein ichme shaloi levorech. He said, don't make a new broche. So now we are... So the wild things are pretty good. I mean, the chayodim is machma. He says, could be your dos pata. So now what do we have over here? So I made a brocha, my talus cotton in the house, and I'm going to shul, there's a shini mokim, there are poiskim that hold that there's no problem of shini mokim. He was Muhammad the part of the talus godel. I come to shul, I put on the talus godel without a bracha. That's the, not like the mechaba. That's what Chayodim says. In loy, three cases that we'll have to make a new bracha. Case number one, Shahoya Habai Beit HaKnesses Rochik Mi Beisoy, was far away. Now this is a very vague terminology. When is it called far away? And what the lumdus of far away is. They bring down the Chayodim says, because it's far away, it's the Hesach Hadas. So he's Messiah Das, really. It's a journey. But the Chayodim, it says, was a different chutz, it's also called far away. Al Kaponim, there's a concept of far away. Oy, Shleihoye Data Bishas Broche Gamolam. This is easy to understand. He made the bracha, didn't the part of the Talos Godel. Or is Messiah Dasai Beinayim, or is Messiah Dasai put on the Talos Godel. Then his wife asked him to take out the garbage, and he did other things in between, and then he went to shul. No. So it was Messiah Das already from, he put on the Talos Godel, now he's doing other things. Lady comes to shul, put on the Talos Godel. There was a Hesach Hadas between the first bracha and the second Levisha, then you make a new bracha. But if there's no shini mokim, afilu im atalus kotem lovash becheder zev atalus godol becheder achev, even though there are two different rooms in the house, that's not called a shini mokim, it's one big house. The shini mokim lahavu mecheder lecheder, keep the yedaita lezev, lakama besimerei shayin gimel, same sif aleph. Now, let us just say for 1 second what we're talking about, which is Moyodik Negeya, by Kiddush, the Loch is in it Kiddush B'mokim Suda. That means the place where I made Kiddush, that's where I have to make the Suda. That means you can't make Kiddush in one room, and I'll eat in a second room. Need Kiddush B'mokim Suda. So Al Kaponim, he says, if you have two rooms in the same house, and I was Mechavan, I'm making Kiddush here, and I'm going to eat there, so two rooms in the same house is not called Shini Mokim. Okay. Well, just 1 second. A second letter. Could be. Okay, Umashe Kosa, Umashe Kosa Besiche Uafimu Teva Echos. Now, but if he said, the Mechaba holds, we hear this from the Mishmur being done with Achelik, but the Mechaba holds, I'm making a broche on two mitzvahs. I mean, the Talos Godel is one mitzvah, the Talos Kotel is one mitzvah, the Talos Godel is a second mitzvah. It's, I'm not going any places in the house. I made a broch on the talus kotlin. So he says, but make sure don't speak out between the talus kotlin and the talus godel. Because if you're going to speak out, the broch is going to help on the talus godel if I don't speak out. It's a new mitzvah. I can use that broch. But if I speak out between the talus Cotton, the talus godel, a fill of one word, they have to make a new broch. And this we learned yesterday, there's a machloikus in this. No, we're talking about this, a second case. We're talking about a case now. He's in the house. He's putting on the talus. He's davening at home. That's right. So he says, so then the broch and the talus cotton were part of the talus godel. But the machabot, if he said one word, after he put on the talus kotlin, so now this is a new mitzvah. I want to use the old broche. So you can only use the old broche if you weren't mamsik between the broche and the new mitzvah. But if you were mamsik between the broche and the new mitzvah, you have to make a new broche. Just like by the first mitzvah. I'll say, Shikishon mitzvah, so it's the one who started with this. Oh, Yankel, how are you? Oh. So then you have to make a new broche. im hat mehr Brache like that. Aber auf Kapanen mit Zitrach, er war Kapanen an der Zon. He had to make a Brache, because he was mounted in the Brache. So here the Mechaber holds that since there are two mitzvahs, there's a hefsik and dibbo will also be mechayvim to make a new brach. We learned yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah brings down there's a machlokes in this. Others hold, since I have a zin to do all these mitzvahs, so even though I spoke out in between, the first brach of Bopati, but on a machlokes, and la'alochi you don't make, we don't paskin like the machaber, la'alochi you don't make a second brach. But al kaponim, and that is, we said yesterday, this is very much negeye shochtim, who shecht 20 chickens, so each chicken is a besondere mitzvah. So if you don't speak out, so very good, you make a brach ala shchita. You go can check all 20 chickens, but if you speak out, so according to the Mechaber, you have to make a new bracha. And then he brings down the poskim hold, you don't have to make a new bracha. But I'd just like to mention one interesting nekuda. When there's a hefsek dibur, here the Mechaber today, it's a hefsek dibur, but let's say let's speak about one mitzvah. Amekah shekishanem mitzvahis of a tzivonu, lishatei petitzis. Hi, Yankel, has to make a new bracha. That's a double muskim. I was mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. Now, let's speak about perhaps a very shchizdike case. Shekishanem mitzvahis of a tzivonu, lishatei petitzis. Yankel, did you take care of what I told you? Or he wants the other to take care of no. So between the Lisate and the Tzitzis is and the new who can have a third person that's very melodic, and there Lisate said, I'll start singing an igan and for Sazay to get into the ruach of the mitzvah, and then he's Misate. So the Piske Chuvis and Chaylin Beis brings all these cases. He says, L'chatchila, one should not do this. Not the not the new. Even though perhaps halachically it's not called as a, definitely has a message in the hand, but a kaponim, it's b'chatchila, one should not do it, one should not sing either after the brach and the mitzvah, but the yevet, if he did do it, the ma'aseh, he doesn't have to make a new brach. That's what the Piskei Teshuva is paskin. So only a word, but if he says a word, that... So the mail is then that's called the hefsek. We're talking about he didn't speak. What happened? He made a lisate on lemaisa zazay. If he made al mitzvah stitches on the talis god. So then Mesame Yizicha doesn't want to pater the talis gadol with our mitzvahs, because the preferable bracha and the talis gadol is leisate. If he made the shittas hold, you make leisate. So then la loche, if he made leisate, so la loche we pass can be here. He was mechaven, and he doesn't make a new bracha. He spoke about unless it was a hesach hadas. But la loche we pass can he says that if he had kavone. And unless there was far away from the house, or there was Masich Das, you don't make up. If he had all these things, yeah. Yeah. Now, but to say the brach over the Talis Kotlin is, let's say you did not wear a talis kotel that night. You did not sleep with a talis kotel. And no, normally you make a broch on a talis kotel when the person was so then it's like this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the minig is not to make on the talis kotel. We partner with the talis kotel. And for a multitude of reasons. sometimes the talus cotton doesn't have the shield. I mean, so there are different there is what the proper shield is. So therefore he says, in order to avoid these problems, one should partner with the talus gadol. But if theoretically there is no problem, there's no problem with the proper shear, the shear l'chol ha'deis, then one should make a broch on it. And if he shouldn't patter, the only reason we patter is, that means if he put on the talus cotton, he can make a broch of them. His hands were clean. He puts on the talus cotton, he can make a broch of them. And we can assume it's a talus cotton which is kosher to make a broch on l'chol ha'deis. So Mamela, then you should make a broch on it then. Well, a mitzvah, yeah. Yeah. That means if he's sure that his talus cotton 24 inches is enough, yeah? 24 inches is enough. A mitzvah, 24 inches is enough. Oh, then you don't make a broch. Yeah. Now he's making a new levisha. Okay, he took off the talus cotton, now he's putting it on again. One second. Very good. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Okay. Now, let's see if you dalit. In Poshat Talisoy, a person took off his talus. That means, let us just understand the scenario over here. A person put on a talus, 7 o'clock in the morning, he put on the talus, he's wearing the talus. In Poshat Talisoy, now he took off the talus. For some reason, why did he take off the talus? His wife told him, Chveis, you have to take out the garbage or whatever this is in the house. He did his one car. He took off the talus, but he has linen. He's going to put it back on again. And for lo yedate lasu yisate b'miyad, tzorech levoich sheyarzo v'yisate b'ot. He has to make a new broche. V'yesh oimrim sheymavochim yedate lasu yisate b'ot. Now, this is a murdik and machlokes. The das of the Mechaber is, when I made the broche, on this levisha. I'm wearing the talus. I take off the talus. So the levisha ended already. I mean, I made a broche, I put on the talus. As the minute I take off the talus, the levisha ended. I have kavonah to put it on again. Kavonah is moiridik. But Lamaisa, this is a new levisha. This is a new kavanah. Does not make that kilo. I didn't take it off. I took it off. So I made. Now we learned yesterday a merdeka mishnah brura. If when he made the bracha lihisatev, he knew that he's going to have to take it off, and he had kavanah the lihisatev should patter the second levisha. I'm going to take it off in an hour, and I have kavanah to pat, I'm going to take it off, and then I want to put it on again. Then, I feel according to the Mechaber, the Lisatav will pat the second Levisha. But the Mechaber is speaking about, I did not think about the second Levisha. I made a broch on the talus on this Levisha. So finish, I made a broch on the talus. The Levisha ended. The minute I take off the talus, according to the Mechaber, it's finished. I have kavonis gebaldik, but you have to make a new bracha. The Rama says, no, if I'm a chaben, when I take it off, to put it back on again, so we should consider like it was really never taken off. Because a pshita, a manas, a lom, say take it, it's kilo, it wasn't taken off. That's the machlekes, the machabel and the Rama, we'll have to see tomorrow.
So if the person wears a size gadol,